Tell me if it's a robot. It's important, you see. I think that John Siracusa will know. Isn't that the whole point of the show?
So please tell me, is it a robot? Or tell me if it is not.
Oh, it's one, two, does not compute. I need John Siracusa a lot.
Hey, John, you know I am a baseball fan. And it's around about baseball season now. And we got a letter from Peter. That I know your answer, but I want to celebrate baseball, and so here it is. Peter says, I don't know if Major League Baseball uses the term or if it's just disgruntled fans who don't want change. It's neither. I'll get to that in a second. But should we be calling the automated strike zone system a robot umpire? As cool as it would be to have a C-3PO-style robot behind home plate, can a bunch of cameras arranged around the stadium to detect balls and strikes be a robot? And I'll just say, I find that mostly it's proponents of the automated balls and strikes system who are often shouting, robot umps now. and I'm one of them, actually. Robot umps is a fun, silly shorthand. But, you know, go ahead, John. Is the automated ball strikes calling system a robot?
This question asker already knows the answer as well, because C-3PO behind the plate, watching the ball come in, that's a robot umpire.
Totally.
A bunch of cameras around the stadium, not a robot.
Not a robot.
They're doing the same job, but one is a robot and one is a bunch of cameras and computers.
One, exactly. Exactly. Robot umpire to have a robot umpire.
Yeah. That's... You being a proponent of the system, I assume because... it's more accurate than human umpires. Like, that's what you believe, the general consensus, that it's just more accurate because the pitches come so fast and
fast that it's very hard for the human sensory system to accurately judge the placement of a ball at, you know, through a 3D, through a plane.
Then when you watch the replays, like, it's so clear.
And now we know. That's exactly, it used to be debatable, and now we know with precision immediately. Like, the technology is used to show the fans whether they're right or wrong, but not used to judge the actual thing. And it's a bad mismatch. I know the argument about, like, it's the human element and things like that. But it's like, once you know that it's wrong, it's like that. And then all sort of instant replay in sports is like this. It's like, it was fine when we didn't know and we could argue and we were arguing the unknowable. But when we're arguing the knowable, it's not great. It's not for entertainment.
If you just want to add an element of randomization, just let like a wombat loose in the field once an inning or something. because that's what you're adding. You're just adding what you hope in best case scenario is just random noise to the game experience, right? Because sometimes the calls are going to go away. Sometimes, and then in the worst case, which is what every fan thinks, it's not random noise. They're against my team, right? That this umpire doesn't like my coach and they're intentionally making bad calls, right? Although I do have to say that coming from the tennis side of things, where automated line calling has sort of come into development during my lifetime, maybe it's a little bit harder in tennis. You would think it'd be easier because you know exactly where you're going to have to be making the calls. But I think we have the problem now in tennis where the automated, well, first of all, they still use humans, but they do let people defer to the machines to get a ruling, which is better than just only showing the fans. But very often they will show the replay and, you know, two things. One, they'll show a high-speed camera replay. And in those, you can squint at it as a human, kind of like an NFL replay, is where you're like, well, did he have control of the ball? Even when you can see the replay, there's still debate. And with tennis, because the ball squishes so much and it's fuzzy, people are like, that's touching the white of the line, isn't it? Well, I don't know if it's touching. Is it touching? Is it not touching? So it's almost like the replay just gives us like a more precise thing to argue about because it's so difficult to tell. And the second thing is, and this is the worst in tennis, they will show a computer simulation of what the system thinks with the oval smear for the ball. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that oval smear is absolute BS because that represents nothing other than their guess of where the contact patch might have been. But it's so precise in this vector drawing that they put up. Mm-hmm. And the people and the fans are like, well, look, I can see a pixel of green between the white and the oval smear of the ball. Therefore, it was out. It's like that oval smear means nothing. The map is not the territory. So I really hate that aspect of the supposed automated system.
Interesting. So you think that that is more precise than the precision of the measurement of the Hawkeye
For sure. And like I think the precision of the measurement is very fuzzy. And that thing that they draw is just like a best guess, but it's treated as if it's the gospel truth down to the pixel, it's true. It's not.
It's true. I enjoy the fact that in some, like the U.S. Open now is like this. All calls are made by the robot. Sorry, not a robot. By the automated system, the Hawkeye system. But what is really funny about it is they record people making the calls, and then they use them as if the people were saying that the ball was out, but it's not. It's a recording of a person. And I think in the last few years, I've noticed that they've gotten better at having a bunch of different recordings of that person.
So, the same one.
So it's not the exact same sound over and over again when it's out. They're like, let's say, call it, do an out call like 10 times and we'll randomize those instead of it just being the exact same call over and over again. But that's fascinating because what they've done is they've created an entertainment experience that if you're in the stadium or you're on TV, it sounds like a human linesman is calling it just like they would have in the 1970s. But it's not. It's actually not.
I learned from video games, when you have characters that make a exclamation, don't use the same sound because people will get so annoyed by it. You got to have a rotation.
No, that's I learned that when I was clicking on orcs in Minecraft. Minecraft? Mm-hmm. No, not Minecraft. Warcraft. Warcraft. One of the crafts. One of the many crafts. And they only do like, you know, they only have like five things they say. And if you keep clicking them, they finally are like, leave me alone. So another little tangent here, which is a great article I will try to put in the show notes from FanGraphs called We May Never Find Out How Good Umpires Can Be. And this is an interesting point about getting back to the robot umps, that what has happened. So in addition to the viewers knowing that the balls and strikes are right or wrong immediately with detail, the management knows it. And so what happened a few years ago is that they started grading the umpires based on their accuracy. So they weren't, again, they weren't using the balls and strikes counts in real time. But after the game, every umpire gets, or like the next day, gets a grade sheet and shows which ones that they blew. And what happened when they started doing that is the umpires started getting better. Not because I think they were lollygagging, but because they now had some explicit feedback about what their bosses wanted them to call balls and strikes, considered balls and strikes. And they have improved every year since then. And the point of this article was to say, it turns out that they can be trained to be more accurate than we thought, that there it wasn't a hopeless case. But, and this is what the headline is getting at, the truth is, we'll never find out what the maximum performance of a trained major league umpire at calling balls and strikes will be, because they will be replaced by the system before we get there.
As well they should, because why do we want the umpires to asymptotically approach the thing they were already doing in an automated manner? You know what I mean? What's the point other than keeping people jobs and adding that randomness to the sport?
And the home plate umpire will have a little thing in his hand. And his or her hand, they're going to be a woman umpire this year in Major League Baseball, probably. It's great. And they'll have a thing in their hand, and it'll buzz or whatever and tell them if it's to call it a strike. And I think, like tennis, it will end up being, unless they use like a challenge system, which I really don't want them to do, it will end up being invisible. And that's all. I think that's the right way to go.
Right. So they're going to let the machines call up, but then the guy's got to make the punching there motion.
I think that's how it's going to be. I don't think that there's going to be, because there's no like lines judge person calling it. The umpire will go strike because they'll know that the computer is a strike.
Just get a robot to do that.
C-3PO is available.
I mean, you can make a pretty dumb robot now that the calls are actually being made by the cameras. Well, have the robot like standing
you
there.
You need the umpire for the other job. Like the home plate umpire has other jobs other than calling balls and strikes. That's their big one. But they have to like, you know, it's like calls down the line and out and safe at home. And there's all sorts of things like that that are in catcher's interference. There's lots of that kind of stuff. Hit by pitch. But so that you do need to probably need a human at least for a while there. So, but I think they're going to act it out unless again they do a challenge system, which I just hate the idea that you're going to gamify the knowledge of whether something was a ball or a strike.
Well, it'd be good to slow down the game of baseball because people say it goes too fast. So
yeah, I know they've really
sped
it up
delay.
Too much. They're out of control now.